What do you mean?
Here, I'll put you on speaker. No video, no video.
No video?
You here?
Okay, we're starting. All I know is we're all psyched over here. Got a big crowd. We have a big crowd starting it up. Steinmeister. This is definitely the first, I think since we've been learning, the first real heavy duty perek that we're doing. I don't want to belittle brachas and bracha rishayna and kiddushin, but this, as you'll see, is a different league of learning now that we're moving into. It's gonna take being totally locked in Yom Velayla to break any rishaynas on these figures. So we'll begin. And we're just going to move back to our old seats now because it'll probably be better. Are you hearing us okay?
Yes, the earliest I've ever been.
Okay, good. All right. So what we're going to do is today, I'm sure everyone here, including those listening from abroad, wherever we are, I'm not sure who knows what here. I know Eitan knows a lot of these inyanim, but I don't know who else is familiar with a lot of this. And therefore, it's very important that we're all on the same page in terms of the starting points and the givens. Listen, I know in terms of shiur, I gave 5 hours of introduction shiurim over the past 2 days. I started at 9:30, went till about between 11:30 and 12 both days. Guys were basically like collapsing, correct? but the truth is, for them, all 5 hours were needed. And don't worry, we're going to be doing this in less than an hour, what I did with them in 5 hours. But the reason why these starting points are very important is because when chidushim are going to have to be said, chidushim are only chidushim if the givens are right, are known. Otherwise, when you're hearing chidushim, those are your givens. And that's a big problem. Okay? I mean, especially if you ever want to talk to someone in learning and you're talking to them like, he's at Dvarim Pshutim and he thinks you're out of your mind. So, let's begin. The first thing, again, is things that we're all very familiar with. And that is that when we're dealing with the area of Dinei Mamonos, right? It's a totally different area than the area of Isser V'Heter, as we know, and even the areas of Dinei Nefashos. And like we've dealt with, you know, Malkus, which is very, in a sense, similar in Din, even though there might be Shitos, if you remember, that hold that Dinei Malkus is V'Shlosha as opposed to Dinei Nefashos V'Asrim V'Shlosha. But the nature of the Din itself by Malkus, for the most part, is similar to the Nefashos, as we'll see soon enough. So in terms of Issa V'Heter, we all know, for the most part, Issa V'Heter, as the Rav likes to always say, ideally we should all be able to just be Mora Hara for ourselves and know what to do. And the only reason why we go in Issa V'Heter for a Hara, okay, is basically we don't know, and we don't know what the Halacha is. So we go to a Rav either to tell us the halachas that are already givens based on Dashu Barabim, or he might have to actually be Mechadesh's Hora in terms of what the halacha is in your particular case. But in all those cases, the bottom line is it's just a question of knowledge of what the Isser, right? Is this Asser? Is it not Asser? Is this a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? Is this a particular detail of a mitzvah, a particular detail of an iser. Even if there's an idea of a psak in iser, it's a psak, there's a concept of a psak in hora, like that bottom line binds you to the hora. That's not what we're talking about when we talk about Dinei Mamonos. On the other hand, when we talk about Dinei Nefashos, or even Malkus for that matter. Right, so the whole notion that we've always had of Eidim in court, Eidim in Beis Din, when it comes to the Nefashos, even Dinei Malkus, is that you have a defendant, and then you have Eidim. Eidim are basically there to go ahead and, you know, testify against the defendant. And Eidim is basically the ones that are, in a certain sense, right, bringing the case and actually, you know, making the defendant checks the Eidim and does a Dishav HaKira and they have to actually pass in the case. Beis Din goes in and, but the Eidim is a part of the actual, you know, Beis Din structure. Okay? When we're dealing, when we move into Dine, and that's both by Malkus, and that's both Dine Nefashos for the most part. Again, there are, what I'm saying now is in the general rules, okay, of what we have in these Dine Torah. When you deal with Dine Mamonis, it's a totally different ballgame. Because Dine Mamonis structure is one of Toein Venita, right? As you all know, is a section in the Rambam, Toein Venitan, where basically you don't have anything in Dine Mamonis without a Toveya. And by the way, the terminology we're going to be using, Toveya Nitva, Toein Nitan, those are going to be interchangeable, right? Toveya means, right, you're bringing someone, you're the one bringing the other individual. Ruvain is a Toveya, bringing the Nitva, someone else, to court and making a claim on him, okay? So that's the Toein, right? And then the one who's being claimed against is the Nitan. So we're going to, you know, don't get confused. Sometimes we use the term Toveya or Toein or, right, Nitan and Nitva. For our purposes, for the most part, they'll be interchangeable. One's just talking about the claimer, and one is talking about the one who brings the guy to court. But that's what you have. You have the individual who brings the person to court. He makes a taina, he's toveya, and he has a taina on, say, this is Reuven, the toveya, has a taina on Shimon, the nitva, and then the nitva, okay, has to taina back. And it's a question of toveya and nitva, with taina's back and forth. Without taina, there's no case. Right? Without, in fact, we're going to discuss in a couple of minutes the natures of taina is bari v'shema. Shema is a taina. It's a taina of I don't know. If you don't make it, if you don't have a taina, let's say a toveya comes and makes a taina on a nitva, and he doesn't say a word. So we all know the principle like shtika ko da damya. Even regardless of shtika ko da damya, right, the nitva loses anyway. Because he has to make a claim. You don't make a claim, you lose. End of story. Okay? On the other hand, there's no such thing as Beis Din being toveya for someone. Right? Beis Din deals with, as you said, criminal onshin, things like that. Dealing with giving a guy an onesh, but in terms of Reuven owing Shimon money, you have to have a taina. A tviya is a taina. Reuven has to have a taina on Shimon. In fact, Reuven can send, there's also a thing that we always think about shliach, right? Shliach has this connotation. Oh, he said someone's going to be a shliach for this, that. That's by kinyanim. A taina? You can't send someone even as a shliach, right? If we send a shliach, what could the nitva say? Lav balei rim didi. You're not my baldvar. Take a thing. We're gonna have, if we get to it, okay, depending on how far we go, is a sugya called harsha. You could set this individual up as the Baal Din somehow, through haknas and kinyanim and things like that, where he now becomes incarnate. But that's based on what's called harsha. not what? Like difficult sugyas around. Okay? But the main idea though is that it's towing the nitzan, so much so that's the whole core of a din Torah, that Edom as well, as opposed to Edom and Dinei Nefashos, Edom are of the towing the nitzan. Right? The towing has a, right? The Toveya has a taina, which, as we know, is not evidence, not testimony, the Baldavar. Baldavar can't be an aid. The Baldavar, the Toveya, or the Mitzvah, brings as support his claim, aid him. But those are the Dine Mammonis, then in the Dine Nefashos. While the Dine Nefashos, again, they were the ones, like, sort of like prosecuting the guy. Edom are nothing. Again, once again, Edom come and they testify against Reuven that he owes Shimon money. Take a hike. Lav Balvarim Zidia. Okay? And the Edom, if they come, stam come into court, Bezdin also. Who are you? So again, if they come into court, okay, now you're my Edom and whatever. But the case are the Balai Dvarim. Is right in Dine Mammonis, we know Apishnayim Edim Yakum Davar. The only thing that's for Edus equivalent, like you have a star, which is the Chepta of Edus, are just claims and might not have any substance to it. And for all we know, if we just have a bunch of claims with nothing else supporting the claims, we'll see. Bezdin might say, take a hike. Classic example of where if all there are claims with no substance to it. From your great knowledge of Bav Metzia, from maybe when Shlaim Oysef, maybe when you were in 8th grade or 5th grade or whenever you learned it, it's a case where if there are just tainas with no support to the taina or substance to the taina at all, Bezin might just say Kol Dolam Gvar, right? You have a boat. We're gonna have this on our Tosos. You have a boat in a river. Two guys are making claims, right? It's my boat, it's your boat, that's all we got. There's no substance at all, there's no muchzakin, there's no chazaka, there's no. It's the boat out of the river. They're making claims. So it's just a bunch of claims where if there's no substance at all, it could be that the concept in such a scenario is Bezin doesn't even deal with that. There might have to be something or based on other outside forces, which we're going to go through right now. And again, as I said before, Dr. Blair, before you came, so much, most of the things that we're going to be saying, you guys know, although I told them my shir didn't know, but it really is shifting away from those basic. So like I said, this support. But before we move to the support, let's talk about the tainas themselves. Once again, we said a taina has to be a claim. There has to be some claim. But there are different types of tainas, as you all know. There's bari and shema. There are claims that are definitive, and there are claims that are an I don't know claim. But once again, an I don't know claim is a claim. It's just not as strong a claim, obviously, as a definitive bari claim. Now, you are all familiar with the, right, or, what? You said something?
No, I'm listening.
Okay. Bari Vishema, you're all familiar, if you're not familiar, like we paskin Bari Vishema, Lav Bari Adif. That does not mean that Bari and Shema are equal. That's just because, as we're going to see soon enough, there are other factors involved that support claims. In this case, it's a cheskes mammon, which we'll get to probably by the end of this intro. Okay? But bari is still a stronger claim than a shema. One of the things that we will be getting into is, up until now, right, we've talked about bari and shema. Claims is just claims. That's all they are. Claims. Evidence. What do you mean? They're not evidence. A taina can't be evidential. It's evidence is from Edom. You're a baldavar. what you say can't be used as evidence. But we'll see, it's not so simple. It could be that even in terms of tainas, there's a concept of, it might just be a claim and strength of claims, but it might be that there's a certain believability. There's a certain believability to a claim that a person has. And that there might be ramifications. There could be more believability to a lot, to a certain claim than another claim. What's the svara for that? I'll have to put a hold on that for now. But it could be that Bar Yishan might actually be that there's a believability aspect to the fact that when someone is certain, there might be a greater truth to that statement. What the svara of that is, we'll come to sooner, maybe later than sooner, but soon enough. So that's all in terms of the claims. But once we move from claims, okay, then we have the support system. So again, if there's Adam, end of case. Unless, of course, there's what? Other Adam. And then, okay, you have to know how, when you have a tray, how that works. And just for us right now, just be familiar with a basic principle, okay, that when you have tray, okay, they cancel each other out, but how that works is going to be the subject of either Machlokes Tanayim, Amorayim, Rishonim, famous Hakira of tray, Keman De'iso, Keman De'lesa. The basic idea is when you have tray, is that stalemate or is it they knock each other out? Now, obviously the din in a vacuum is the same, suffering. But in terms of what the reality is in the halachic system is very different. Because you can view two against two Adim as they knock each other out, and now you're left with suffering and they're never here. Right? Or you could say no. It results in a suffix, but it's more of a paradox. Yet, because Adam, there's nothing better than Adam. So Adam can never be knocked out. So what is it? Yes, no. So if it's yes, no, that means that they basically are both there, but it's paradox, because it can't be yes and it can't be no. So therefore, what does it get a din of? Suffix. But you say, oh, the Mainaf Kamina. So like one nafkamina is, okay, if there are other factors that are there, will the Adim, right, if there are other supports in the support system, if the Adim are still around, they might knock out other chazim. Okay? But it's a very tricky world. Because even if you hold tray kamandalesa, you'll have to know, like, okay, but at what point do they get what? Knocked out. It could be that there are certain supports that latch on, right, to the Adin, which will then, you know, sometimes make the Chakira almost like, you know, not that significant anymore, depending on what you're talking about. That's why you have to be very, 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 very careful. I've seen this Chakira used in such broad fashion by Rav Lichtenstein once. Okay? He was a sheer klali, giving a whole broad spectrum. And he wanted to say, the shaila as to whether hachasha tchilas hazama, meaning what happens if you have a zama after a hachasha? Will that be considered a hazama still? Or no, do you say, oh, they got knocked out? So he wanted to say, and maybe that's Talion, Trey Kaman the Isaac Man Lessa. Because if you hold what? That the two Kite Adim came and they get knocked out. So then how could there be Azama after? The Adim were knocked out. The Adis is knocked out. But if you hold Trey Kaman the Isaac, oh, the Adis is still there, so now another cat comes and it's Mazim. Okay? My Rebbe, of course, never likes to do that. And he, I remember I learned these sugyas back to back was Rav Lichtenstein, Rav David Miller first, and Rav Lichtenstein, then Rav Parnas. And I told Rav Parnas this Hesber, and he said, you know, it's interesting, but if it's the beginning of the process, so it's the beginning of the process, you have to be Masber within Trey Command the Lessa. Okay. What? He went global on us. Yeah. Okay. Now, the godless of him is that he could probably then line it up. A nice Chakira, and then like, Tushas. If he can go ahead and work it out, you know, then I guess he can go global. So that's in terms of Trey, which